The venerable Venice Film Festival wraps up tomorrow. For much of its 75 years, the festival has featured cinematic sensations on screen, glamour galore off screen, and sometimes controversy, which certainly is the case this year. The Australian film called The Nightingale is the focus of some of that controversy. The film is directed by Jennifer Kent, and it is set in an Australian penal colony in the early 1800s. Film critic Andrew Lapin is in Venice, and Andrew, let's set this up first. One of the female convicts, her name is Claire, is assaulted by a British soldier. So she hires an Aboriginal tracker to try and hunt him down. And as we'll hear now, she's impatient.
You need to move. Move, boy!
Wait, will ya? Wait!
Again, that's from The Nightingale, the only film in the competition by a female director. The only one of a total of 21 contenders for the top prize. This is a tough film to watch, apparently. The director got some vitriolic responses to it at least a couple of the screenings, including one that you went to. What were people reacting to, Andrew?
Yeah, I think people were reacting to the brutality, the violence that is depicted in this film. It's a very intense movie to watch. It's filled with kind of unspeakable acts. And I think people just didn't really know how to respond to it. And I think there was also sort of an undercurrent of misogyny, at least in some of the epithets that were yelled at the screen during one of the press and industry screenings for this film, which is very unfortunate. It's a movie that's dealing with some really big topics. You've got this misogynistic violence at the heart of it, but it is this revenge story. And so, you know, there's this sort of zero-sum game where the heroine feels like she has to answer violence with more violence. And then you have the violence of colonization, which is expressed through the Aboriginal character that you heard in the clip there, who harbors a very deep resentment towards the British for what they've done to Australia and to his land. I found it extremely effective, but it sits with you a while. It's not an easy watch by any means, and people should really know that before going into it.
There's another film that's being shown in Venice, this one generating controversy as well, American Dharma from Errol Morris. It's a documentary about the provocative right-wing former Trump strategist Steve Bannon. And Errol Morris got a lot of heat at a press conference for not challenging Bannon enough. Here's Morris's response.
All people today want to see is journalists sitting in front of a table discussing what they think about X, Y, and Z. They don't want to see people going out and trying to find things out. Easy to say, you did nothing.
You know, what Errol Morris does may look like nothing to an audience, but he sets the camera on people such as past defense secretaries Robert McNamara for The Fog of War and Donald Rumsfeld for The Unknown Known. In this film, what did we see? What did we hear?
We see Steve Bannon, a lot of Steve Bannon, and Errol Morris is kind of light on him, I thought. You know, Bannon talks a lot about his philosophy of sort of the working class uprising and populism. And then there are a couple times when Errol Morris says, well, wait a minute, these policies that the Trump administration has been putting forth aren't exactly populism. But he doesn't give Bannon a chance to sort of respond to his own contradictions. He just kind of cuts away to some other thing or lets Bannon, you know, keep talking for a while. And so people just thought that, well, the movie, it's not necessarily that making the movie was a bad thing, but the presentation of it didn't really do anything to enlighten our understanding of Bannon, you know, as a trade-off for giving him yet another platform.
So the film you're talking about is American Dharma by Errol Morris. Your corner now, Andrew. We hear that you have a pick of the festival, and it is Vox Lux, starring Natalie Portman as a pop star.
Yeah, I thought this film was fantastic. It totally caught me off guard. You know, the whole thing is that Natalie Portman is playing this pop singer who rises to stardom because she is the survivor of a really brutal tragedy that I don't want to reveal too much. We're talking a lot about violent films today, I realize. But this movie is written and directed by Brady Corbett, and it's really weaving together many elements of the American psyche. You've got our sort of worship of fame superstars, and you've also got the cult of violence that has emerged in our country, certainly over the last 20 years. And this movie really weaves the two of them together. It's all about kind of pop symbology and, you know, what it means to like affirm your identity in a world where doing that can get you killed. I think it's wrestling with a lot of really big themes, and it's doing so in a very stylish, very unique way that I had not seen in a long time.
And that film is Vox Lux, starring Natalie Portman. Film critic Andrew Lapin speaking to us from the Venice Film Festival, which wraps up tomorrow. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Great talking with you.